Stay tuned for Self Care for Her podcast show. Now here is your host, Shekinah Gladden. Hey, girlfriend. Welcome to Self Care for Her podcast show. I'm Shekinah Gladden, the self care educator, aromatherapy advisor, and physical therapist. On this show, you will receive valuable information, tips, and tools to help enrich your quality of life, both personally and professionally, through inspired self-care practices. In addition, I will talk about some of my favorite teas and their health benefits. So go ahead and prepare your cup of tea, and I'll be right back. Hey, girlfriends, welcome to Self Care for Her podcast. This is Shekinah, the self care educator, and I'm excited to be back for another new episode. Well, I have a quick update that I want to share with you. So go ahead, grab your mug, give yourself a hug, and tune in. I have some quick news to share with you, and it's all good. Well, I've been away since November. And let me just say, I did two short podcast episodes in the month of November 2020. And the reason I did that, because I wanted to encourage all of us, especially for those of us in the United States, you know, November 4th was the day that we were voting and to elect a new president. And our current president right now is Joe Biden. And I wanted those podcast episodes to be an encouragement. I know 2020 came in, the pandemic, we did not expect that. So many of us, we lost loved ones, and just a lot has happened. So many people without their jobs, they've lost their jobs, they've lost their apartments or their homes, foreclosures, just so much devastation occurred during 2020 here in the United States, and I'm sure in other areas that were, or other countries that were impacted by the pandemic as well. And I'm talking about COVID-19. Now they're talking about there's another strand and so on. And it's just, it's so much going on. But anyway, we made it. We made it. Here it is, February 2021. So for those of us who, if you're listening to my voice, guess what? You have something to be grateful for. There are so many others who did not make it into 2021. So if you did, things may not be quite the way you want it to be, but there is something that you can be thankful for, that you can be grateful for. And I just want to encourage you to take a moment right now and think about one or two things that you're thankful for. So I'm going to take a moment of silence just so that we can close our eyes. If you want to, you can have your eyes open. It's completely up to you. But I just want you to take a moment of silence and just think about one or two things that you are grateful for. All right. I just wanted us to do that because I know that we can, you know, live in a busy time. This could be a busy time for us. We're going here, doing that. We're trying to make things work out and so forth. And we can forget about the little things in life. We can forget about how blessed we are, that we have a roof over our head, that we do have a job and so on. And especially when so many people are unemployed right now. So be thankful, be grateful for what you have. Maybe it's not what you want right now, but be grateful for what you have. So anyway, I don't want to go on a soapbox about that, but you get the point. All right. So anyway, in November, I made two podcast episodes to encourage those of us here in the United States to vote. That was it. And we did. And we have a new president, Joe Biden. Then I decided that I was going to come back and do a new episode talking about something in reference to self-care. I later decided, no, just leave November all about election and encouraging us to vote and so on. Then I decided that I was going to start my new episode in December. Well, in the meantime, in the latter part of November, I decided that I was going to look for me a new home. And guess what? I did. And everything was finalized in early part of December. So I'm moving to my new place. I'm excited. Right now, I am in packing mode. I have been packing since the latter part of December. One of the most difficult part of my packing process have been gathering everything that I needed shredded. You see, when my father passed away, I collected a lot of his papers and things that he had. So I ended up storing those items in my home. Finally, I decided that it was time for me to go ahead and shred those things. And let me tell you, ladies, it was an emotional time for me. I did not realize how emotional it would be as you go through shredding, your loved one's items, but it was. So that took me a little over a month. Every weekend I would, tackle one plastic box or two, and I would have to go through and be specific about how I wanted to discard those items. So I didn't realize how taxing it would be, in trying to sort through papers that you want to shred. But ladies, it was. And I finally got all those items shredded yesterday. So I'm very excited that I was able to accomplish it. And at the same time, it was an emotional time. It was a time that I got an opportunity to just connect, see some of the pictures and photos. I did not discard those. I kept the pictures that I found, but it was just, reminiscing. And that's what it was all about. But in preparing for my move, I started early. Because with me working, going out, seeing patients, making sure that I maintain my sanitation as far as, going to work, making sure I have all the items that I need to be safe when I go out to see my patients. And then when I come home, that's important. I need to make sure my home environment is set up for that. And so it was a little challenging trying to pack during the weekday. By the time I come home, I'm a little tired. And I said, I just decided to pack on the weekend. So every weekend, I think except for one or two weekends, I utilize that time to just rest. But all the other weekends from the latter part of November to now, I have been packing, ladies. One thing I've learned, if you start early, it will not be as stressful. And I'm going to say this, it hasn't. It's been a little taxing with trying to pack things and sitting for a long period of time or, lifting boxes. And of course, as a PT, I do know proper lifting techniques, but still, it was just a lot of moving things around, opening boxes, discarding things, taking the trash out. So I have been busy practically every weekend, except for two weekends that I can think of, just getting things packed. And so this weekend, I'll be finishing up my kitchen and a little bit in the bathroom, and then that will be it. A few hours ago, I decided to organize my boxes and containers so that when the movers come, they will go to one central location to be able to get all those items. I don't like having everything scattered in all these different rooms. I try to move everything into one central location as best as possible. To me, that just makes the moving process a lot quicker and easier. But that's me. So anyhow, my tip would be make sure you start early, whether it's moving or anything that you're trying to do in life. Try not to wait to the last minute. When you wait to the last minute, it creates stress. And ladies, self-care, we understand that with self-care, it's all about living a stress-less life. I didn't say that you'll never have stress. No, you're going to have some good stress. Some good stress is necessary to make sure you're still alive, you know, make sure your heart is beating. But you don't want to put unnecessary stress on yourself to the point where it's affecting your health. So if you prepare ahead of time, it will make life a lot stress less. It will make it stressless. And that's been my process. So I have been dedicated to making sure that I utilize my time to pack accordingly without stressing myself. And I have been on time with it. I have, you know, I can say I've done a great job with it. So I am almost complete with my packing. I'm probably about 80% complete, and I'm excited about that. So I will not podcast until March. That is my projected goal. My projected goal is to start back up podcasting in March. Now you got to keep in mind, once I move in my place, I have a lot, you know, as far as trying to decorate, that's going to be going on for a few months, because I have to still, you know, work, and I'll just unpack a little bit at a time, you know, and then look at what it is that I want, you know, the furniture and all of that. So it's a process, and I'm going to make sure that I schedule some time for me to do the things I need to do to set up my home, to make it home. And I'm excited. I'm really excited. So anyhow, I am projecting to start back up podcasting in March. And ladies, I have so much that I want to share with you. I can't wait for us to get back on track again. Thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. Thank you for those of you who have been consistent with following me and listening to my podcast. Every time I post an episode, I want to thank you so much for my, you know, returning listeners. I really appreciate you. And also, I will be letting you know about the Self Care for Her community. I do have the website. I think I mentioned to you several months back about my website. I had been working on it. And so there is so many things that I will be resuming so that I can prepare to share that information with you so that you can connect with me through the community, ladies. And then we'll be able to rock and roll. I have several workbooks that I want to share with you. Some is going to be for a fee, a small fee, and some will be free. So you have to be a part of my Self Care for Her community in order to access the free items or whatever it is that I'm giving away for free. All right. Well, ladies, I'm going to stop there. Thank you so much for tuning in. I can't wait to get back. I miss you all. But let me say this to you. If you're listening to my previous episodes, you have plenty of information to get you started on your health self-care journey. You have plenty of information to get you started on your self-care journey. All you have to do is go back, listen, start with episode number one. I think I have 2 years worth of episodes for you to listen. So please feel free to do that. Share this episode or share this podcast, Self Care for Her podcast, with your friends, family members, or whoever you know. Let them know to tune in to Self Care for Her podcast. I will be back in March, and I can't wait to chit chat with you, ladies. In the meantime, be blessed. Don't let your life be stressed. Tune in within and take good care of yourself. See you next time.